This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now Sharad Kutan is back with us in the studios with a very special interview indeed.
Good morning, David. Yes, tomorrow is Budget Day, and today we speak to Mr. Yi Win Peng. He is the managing partner of Deloitte's tax division. We asked him what he expects as a taxman from the budget.
There are different set of data or numbers made available to the public. One of the number that I've gotten is 1.7 million Malaysian out of a total population of 30 million pay tax, and our total workforce is 12 million. And this is simply too few in my view, because we are depending on too few people to shoulder the burdens of generating tax revenue. And this is not really healthy. That's why the government is proposing to implement GST next year. GST is widely known as a broad-based consumption tax. Currently, there could be a lot of businesses that are not paying tax. This could be underground business activities like gambling and so on. But these people, having made the money, they need to spend. If they buy cars and so on, so they have to pay tax, and that's when the government would have the opportunity to tax them. And the poor people is someone that need to be taken care of, because currently they are not really paying tax. In the future, they may be required to pay some taxes based on some kind of simulations or estimation workout. For a household that earn or spend 2,000 ringgit, these are generally the poor people. 1 month, they could be spending 46 ringgit extra on GST. So there's a need to take care of this group of people. Perhaps the government can increase the brim handout. Last year, the proposal was to give out ringgit 650 per household that's eligible. And that amount could be up by another 300 ringgit.
Now, you said there are illegal businesses that are not paying taxes, but what about legitimate businesses that don't pay taxes? And in your experience as a taxman, I mean, I'm sure well-to-do people also don't necessarily want to pay taxes, and they might be looking to you to help them find loopholes in the current system to pay as few taxes as possible.
I wouldn't say loophole, but the big businesses, obviously, they need to try to find a way to make their tax position more efficient. So there would be a legitimate tax planning avenues for them to leverage on. But by and large, as I mentioned just now, only 1.7 million people pay tax. That simply means that there are still a lot of people that have not been paying tax and ought to be put in the tax net. The Indian Revenue has done something quite good, because in fact the Pemandu, as part of their strategic finance initiative, has come up with some proposal to add another 700,000 new taxpayers into their so-called portfolio or their client's base, that allowed them to collect more revenue.
Now, from a taxation perspective, there's all talk about exemptions to GST. Do you think it's a good idea for this list to grow, or should it be as minimal as possible?
Yeah, I would think the list should be kept short for the zero-rated items and also exempt items, because if the list go very long, then it defeats the very purpose of introducing the GST, because we want GST as a system which allowed the government to diversify the revenue stream and to increase the revenue collections. But at the same time, I think the government has to find a very fine balancing positions here, because the way poor people, they have not been paying any taxes in the past, and if introducing GST and every single item would be taxed, then they'll be quite hardly hit.
What about the middle classes? So here you have, I mean, people like myself, maybe yourself, we're on salaries, we pay a scheduler system, you know, our taxes are deducted from our salaries. With the GST, there's going to be a double burden. We're paying taxes, we pay the GST. Does the middle class deserve relief in some form or another? And if so, you know, where do you see relief being offered?
To be fair, the medium income group also enjoy certain benefits, because the basic necessity like rice, sugar, eggs, chickens, They are all consumed by all classes of people, including the medium class of people. So they also enjoy certain form of benefits by having such items zero-rated or exempt. And of course, when GST comes in, there are commitments by the government to bring down the personal income tax. Already, an announcement was made last year to bring down the personal income tax from 26% to 25% maximum in 2015. And I think looking at the trend in other countries that implemented GST, the personal tax rate will be going down some more, depending on the affordability and ability of the government to cut it down.
In terms of small and medium-sized enterprises, what is their situation now and how can they be helped?
I think the general sentiment on the ground for the SMEs that they are also facing huge challenges arising from the spiraling cost. And they're hoping that the government can come up with good measures to help them to sustain their business and also to expand and to grow. Currently, I think there are some tax measures that will help the SME by giving them financial aids, grants and so on. But I'm hoping that the SME can be encouraged to merge in order to become stronger and more resilient and take on the big boys both locally and overseas. There are some tax exemption and stamp duty exemption to encourage the SME to merge, but this only applies to the service sector. Hopefully, the same kind of facility or incentive can be offered to SME across the board so that they can merge and become stronger. And I also noticed that in Singapore, to allow the SME to grow, they actually give the SME some form of a tax deduction on the investment cost that they make to invest into certain company and get them merged together.
Speaking about the GST, some people are saying that the issue is not so much the 6% introductory rate for GST, but the pace of increase and the expectation that the GST rate will increase over the coming years. What do you think might be a reasonable pace of increase?
It all depends on the needs of the country. In the UK, for example, they introduced GST, or they call it VAT, in 1973 at the rate of 10%. And over the years, the rate gone up gradually. And when come to year 2011, the rate has come up to 20%, partly because of the needs of the country due to the Europe financial crisis and so on. Whereas for one of our neighbouring countries, like Thailand, they introduced GST back in 1992, 22 years ago, at 7%. Until today, the rate still stands. Somehow, we have to benchmark our tax rate against our neighbouring countries in order to be more competitive. Like Singapore is only 7%, Thailand 7% of VAT, then Indonesia and Vietnam is 10%. So I don't think we'll go up a lot higher.
Last question for you, Mr. Yee. What do you hope or expect coming out of this budget? Do you think it's going to be a populist budget, or do you think the government is going to take a little harder line, you know, in terms of achieving some sort of fiscal discipline, reining in the deficit and such?
Looking at the present state of affairs of our fiscal positions, and also because we are just some 17 months from the last election where a new mandate has been sought, I don't think there will be a lot more populist measures to be introduced in the coming budget. Having said that, being a democratic society with very diverse background, whatever measures that we are going to propose has to get the people to buy in. So it cannot be overly tough. And I look at the recent developments, which are quite positive, whereby there are a shake-up in the customs department to weed up corruptions, to plug leakages, and to improve efficiency. Also, last week, there's an announcement made where the subsidy for petrol is cut by 20 cents. So these are some good affirmative measures that we are seeing. And moving forward, I think in the coming 1-2 years or so, we will be seeing more of this good development happening, whereby the administrations will be tightened up and the spending will be more careful, and the subsidy may be reduced. and to be replaced by a new form of a subsidy system.
That was Mr. Yi Wingping, Managing Partner of Deloitte's Tax Division.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.